Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tollison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent, and you're listening to the podcast format of my spring 2019 newsletter. The purpose of the newsletter is to update you on local ag and natural resource related news. I promise I won't waste your time with any information that you can't use. All right, let's get into it. For the row crops, wheat is beginning to head, and from what I've seen when I've had the chance to get out of the office, we haven't been hit by rust to the same degree as growers to the south. Keep your eye on it, though, and protect the flag leaf. The best way to control rust in your fields is to plant resistant varieties, and if you want to see which varieties those are, you can come to our field day on May 9th. Call me for more information. We finally got enough dry weather to get in the field to plant corn, which is good because the deadline to ensure your crop at full value has passed. My 55-mile-an-hour population surveys looked like most fields had good stands established. A couple looked like they might have missed out on some phosphorus, though, so if you feel like that's you, it'd be a good idea to test your soil before you plant next year and adjust your pop-up application accordingly. If you're late to the party but still need something in the ground, sorghum is a good option. The deadline to plant for FSA insurance is May 15th. You can look at last year's yield trial results from A&M's trial in Greenville at varietytesting.tamu.edu. If you're growing cotton, I haven't met you yet. When you finish in your fields, feel free to come by my office, grab a cup of coffee, and tell me what your plans are. I'm interested to know. Same goes for soybeans. I know someone planted them here last year because I found the field with the stubble in it. Come see me. For the pastures. The weather can't decide if it wants to warm up or not, which seems to be delaying green up and Bermuda grass. I'd like to say after this last cold snap it should all be behind us and green pastures lie ahead, but as they say, only fools and newcomers predict the weather in Texas. The folks in the Soil and Crop Science Department at A&M want to be sure that you know that if you have blackberries or dewberries in your pastures, mowing them will only tick them off. That, and it hinders any control you might have had with an herbicide. The best time to apply an herbicide is while the plants are blooming and aren't under any stress, like the kind that you induce when you hit them with a shredder. Coming directly from the Forage Facts newsletter are the select herbicide options. You've got Chaparral, Cimarron Plus, Remedy Ultra, Pasture Guard HL, and Surmount. You got to keep in mind, though, that Chaparral and Cimarron Plus will kill Bahia grass, so if you're growing Bahia grass, don't use those. And Pasture Guard HL, Remedy Ultra, and Surmount may be less effective if mowing has occurred within a year prior to treatment for either species. For the lawns, or as I like to call them, pasturitas. If you're having problems with big weeds now, you're too late to do anything about it. The cool season weeds have flowered and made seeds, so anything you spray or spread will be a waste of money. You're also too late to apply a pre-emergent herbicide, as Bermuda grass and other turf grasses are starting to break dormancy, and you don't want to inhibit their ability to put out new roots. And since their root systems are still developing, they won't be able to take in enough fertilizer to be efficient, and you're likely to lose much of it due to leaching in the soil. The best thing to do now is mow, if you haven't already, and let some sunlight hit the soil to warm it up a bit. However, if you've got money burning a hole in your pocket, you can always make a charitable donation to 4-H and help grow some clover. Clover kids. For the gardens. Even though it's warming up, there's still time to plant a productive kitchen or market garden. Many types of beans will still produce before the summer heat burns them up. You can also plant corn, cucumber, eggplant, muskmelon, southern peas, transplanted peppers, pumpkins, radish, summer squash, and watermelon. You also just might be able to squeeze in transplanted tomatoes, but no promises. Check out GraysonCountyMasterGardeners.net for information on varieties that do well in our area. Call the Master Gardener desk at 903-813-4204, or better yet, become a Master Gardener. That's all I've got for now. In future podcasts, I plan to consult with my more experienced Master Gardeners about specific plants and their care. Until next time, this is Marshall Tollison, your Grayson County Ag and Natural Resource Extension Agent.